And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home, folks. Vic and Sade.
Hey, where do you think you're going with that piece of cake?
Hey, Mom, I gotta meet the gang. I'll eat my cake on the way.
Well, if you're in such a hurry, leave your cake till later.
Aw, Nix, not a swell chocolate cake like this. Mmm, good. Bye, Mom. Bye, Mrs. Brown.
Bye, Jimmy.
You know, Jane, I wouldn't leave this cake behind either.
Mmm,
you know, this fudge frosting is grand. And the cake is so light, it's a wonder the bottom layer can hold up the top.
You're as bad as Jimmy. Here, have another piece.
All right. Honestly, you know, I wish I could pin you down and find out how you make your cake so light and velvety. You just must have some tricks up your sleeve.
No, really, I don't. All I know is that my luck changed when I changed to a different shortening.
A different shortening?
Mm-hmm. It's called New Sure Mix Crisco. That's what makes my cake so light and fluffy.
Oh, there must be some other reason for it, Jane.
No, honestly. This new Crisco's specially made to give lighter cakes. You see, I first heard about it from Alice's cooking teacher. She said the makers of Crisco use a brand new process, and it makes their shortening different from every other shortening you can buy.
But what does this process do?
Well, it makes this new Crisco an active blender in your cake batter. The Crisco just seems to draw all the sugar and eggs and everything together, and it mixes them into the finest, smoothest batter you've ever seen. And those smoother Crisco batters give you lighter cakes.
If you want lighter cakes, it's purely up to you. Crisco is waiting to give them to you. Make your favorite cake with the same recipe, the same ingredients as usual. Change nothing but your shortening. This time, use new Sure Mix Crisco. You have our promise that no other shortening we know of will give you cakes as light. Crisco gives you lighter cakes than any other shortening. Sir, it's late afternoon as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here on the back porch, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Cook. Husband and wife are seated side by side on the top step at one. The former is speaking at the moment, and we hear him say,
"Felix and she is the cute one for figuring out smart angles."
Well, I don't call this angle so smart.
It's certainly ingenious.
Yeah, I suppose, if a person admires rotten little stingy tricks.
I don't admire rotten little stingy tricks, Abe.
Boy, if he's not the prize landlord.
Did the idea of his giving your home away as an anniversary present make you feel uncomfortable?
Yes, it did, kind of.
Here comes Raymond Dasher Boomin, the brainy bum from Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Hi.
Keep off the grass.
Okay.
Mr. Erickson himself thought his little trick was cute. He as much as said so. Tittered, don't you know, and winked.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter Beulah's wedding anniversary comes along next week, he said, and it's up to her old papa to produce a present. I'm going to give her this house.
Mm.
Well, he's not going to give her the deed to it or anything. The ownership's really not going to change.
Maybe Beulah will collect the rent?
No, I asked him that.
Looks like rain.
Speak like rain your own
self. Okay. Hey, you see any telephone calls?
Uh-uh.
Producer Johnson was going to get in touch with me on a very trivial matter.
Telephone is not all afternoon long.
Uh-huh. Move over a little, Gov, and I'll sit down.
Oh, goodness sakes.
Not that much trouble to move over a little.
I never get a moment's rest.
No, I guess not.
Fresh. Mr. Erickson's going to give this house to his daughter.
Really?
Anniversary present.
We have to move out?
No.
Will his daughter be our landlord?
No. Nothing has changed, Vic. We'll pay our rent to Erickson just as we've always done. Beulah don't get any benefit. See, he's not even given her the deed to the house.
All she gets out of it is the privilege of telling her friends she owns property on Virginia Avenue.
That's all.
Our landlord is a sweet old landlord and a very cagey operator.
He might just as well make his daughter a present of the People's Bank building.
He don't own the People's Bank building.
No, he don't.
Like Vernon and Tagle.
Mm-hmm.
When he paid Leland Richards the 87 cents he owed him.
Huh?
Makes a very comical anecdote.
Mm-hmm.
Full of chuckles and side-splitting belly laughs.
Mm-hmm.
Good for a convulsive titter every trip.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen fellas roar like how you
can. Well, tell it if you're going to tell it. Don't just sit there describing it all afternoon.
Well, Vernon owed Leland this 87 cents, see? He owed it to him a good long while. Finally, one evening, he come around to Leland's residence and got him up from the supper table. Leland, he said, putting his hand on Leland's shoulder, Leland, I'm sorry I've let my 87 cent debt drag along such a long time. Leland, he said, and tears filled his eyes, I am proud and happy to present you with this document. Appreciate what the document was?
No.
An IOU.
Hmm.
His personal IOU for 87 cents, all written fancy on his mother's stylish purple stationery. And tears come to Leland's eyes. Vernon, he said, squeezing Vernon's hand, I thank you. And Leland didn't realize till an hour later he hadn't actually been paid.
Side-splitting stallion, all right.
Well, heck.
I haven't told you the good parts of Erickson's stunt yet.
Haven't you?
He asked me how much it had cost to buy enough red ribbon to go around the house.
Red ribbon?
His idea is to wrap up the house in red ribbons. Streamers, don't you know?
Oh, the way you do up a box of candy?
Uh-huh. Hmm. See, run a length of red ribbon clear around the house, and at the front door have a big, elaborate bow with maybe some flowers and a little envelope with a card inside that says, to Beulah on her 7th wedding anniversary from her affectionate papa.
Well, say.
Like Smelly Clark.
The day of the anniversary, he'll invite Beulah and her husband out for a stroll after supper and leave them around here.
Surprise, huh?
Sure.
Like Smelly Clark.
Beulah will say, why, Papa, what is the ribbon doing on the house?
Open the envelope and read the card, darling.
Why, Papa, you old big-hearted sweetheart, you.
Nothing of it, darling.
Like Smelly Clark.
Actually, he's not giving away anything.
No.
Why, you know what he told me this afternoon.
Uh-uh.
Miss Wilk, the house will be Beulah sometime anyway.
Uh-huh.
He didn't wink when he said that, but he come awful close to it.
Uh-huh.
Like Smelly Clark.
I asked him, I said, Mr. Erickson, I said, you don't mean your daughter and her man might move in here, do you? Oh, no, he said, nothing like that. Think I'd give up good renters like you people?
Mm-hmm.
Then he come awful close to winking again.
Hmm.
Like Smelly Clark.
Well, Mr. Erickson, I said, will we pay our rent to your daughter? No, sorry, sir, he said. You'll continue to pay your rent to me.
Hmm.
I said, are you giving your daughter the ownership of the property? No, he said, the deed will remain in my possession.
He's a catbird, that guy.
Isn't he, though?
Like Smelly Clark.
Oh, what about Smelly Clark?
Nobody's interested.
I thirst to hear an anecdote concerning Smelly Clark.
Well, Smelly took it in his noodle one time to present his father with an expensive birthday gift. He went downtown to see what they had in the different stores.
Hey, Willie, Mr. Erickson made a suggestion about you.
Oh.
This is funny, Vic.
Uh-huh.
Why couldn't Rush dress up like Cupid?
What?
Yeah, he said, on the day of the anniversary, I'll invite Beulah and her husband to go for a walk after supper. And we'll stroll around here, and they'll see the ribbons and the flowers. And I was thinking maybe Rush could be dressed up like Cupid and come running outdoors and hand Beulah the envelope with the card inside.
Kind of a big, clumsy, lumbering Cupid for my money.
What did you say to that proposal, Mom?
I just laughed. I said I thought you were a pretty large boy to prance around barefooted, wearing a little flimsy skirt and flowers in your hair.
Holy smoke, yes.
So we threw that particular idea in the trash bucket.
I hope.
Well, is Erickson going to go through with the red ribbon stunt?
No. I told him enough ribbon to go clear around the house would be very expensive. Of course, that put the kibosh on that.
Uh-huh.
He hinted around, didn't I have some ribbon, but I said no.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's some dandy old landlord, that landlord.
Swindling his own daughter.
Yeah.
Like Cracky Otto.
He made me feel like kind of a halfway Confederate.
Uh-huh.
The way he winked and tittered and grinned.
Uh-huh.
As much as to say, we're sure putting one over on him this trip, eh, partner?
Mm. Like Cracky Otto.
His property will belong to Beulah sometime anyway, Miss Cook. Why, for a minute there, I thought he was going to poke me in the ribs.
Mm. Like Cracky Otto.
Well, what about Cracky Otto?
He went to take a violin lesson and never had any violin.
Mm.
His uncle gave him a violin, and arrangements was made with a violin professor to teach him how to play on it. Well, the evening before the day he was due to take his first lesson, he hit a friend of his over the head with the violin and smashed it. Well, naturally, he was afraid to tell his father and mother what happened, so he never mentioned it. However, he went to the professor's house and said he was all set to take a lesson. Professor said, "Where's your violin?" Cracky said, "Never mind about the violin. Just go ahead with the instructions." Well, Professor said he couldn't teach anybody to play a violin that didn't have a violin. "Just go ahead with the instructions," Cracky told him. "I'll just pretend I got a violin." The violin professor flew into a towering rage and kicked him outdoors.
Well, what's that got to do with what we were talking about?
Nothing. Just a comical anecdote is all.
Father Erickson suggests you and me dress up for the occasion?
Never mention it.
I was thinking it'd be nice if I wore a tuxedo and you wore an evening gown.
Uh-huh.
We could sit out on the front porch and wave our handkerchiefs when Erickson arrived with his daughter and her man.
Yes, and holler, "Happy wedding anniversary."
Like Heinie Kohl.
What about Heinie Kohl?
When Frieda got married.
What about Heinie Kohl when Frieda got married?
He skulked around the church moaning, "I've lost a sister, but I've gained a brother-in-law. I've lost a sister, but I've gained a brother-in-law."
Yeah, I remember that. Smart Alec.
He acted like his heart was broken. Matter of fact, he was just showing off.
Uh-huh. Golly, but that landlord of ours.
He's a sweet old landlord, and we love him.
Yes, sir. Hey, it's starting to sprinkle.
I told you it looked like rain.
You look like rain your own self.
Okay.
Well, come on, Willie. Help me close the windows.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up the next block. And here we leave, Vic and Sade, until the next time. Say, I'll bet fried potatoes are one of the foods your family's fondest of, aren't they? There's something mighty appetizing about those crispy golden brown spuds. But maybe you're afraid to serve them because you think they may be indigestible. Well, why not try frying those potatoes the Crisco way? You know, Crisco's a pure all-vegetable shortening that's digestible. Yes, ma'am. While in answer to a question sent doctors by a leading medical publication, 2 out of every 3 doctors who replied specifically called attention to Crisco's digestibility. Yes, just notice how fresh and snowy white Crisco is. Now, they tell you Crisco won't turn out greasy, heavy fried foods. They'll be tender and delicious. Remember, new Sure Mix Crisco is a different kind of shortening. It gives you lighter cakes than any other shortening we know of. Yet Crisco's so economical, you can afford to use it for frying, too. It costs only a few cents a week to do all your frying with Crisco. See what a wonderful difference this pure, all-vegetable shortening can make in your fried foods. Don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade the next time. This is Ed Hurley speaking.